Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
No manana, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need time, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Episode 386 of Fourth and Zone. I'm Gale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime, a.k.a. Luciano. But we are talking about the midseason grades. I can't say that I was the perfect student back in the day. I was a decent student, good student for some grades, not math. Not SATs. None of those. But today, as a podcast, we're going to give out our grades, midseason grades. If you have a grade in the chat, you want to give your grades for each player, go ahead and do so. I mean, because we're going to talk about this freely and talk about it in a very analytical way and a very joyous way. Because at the end of the day, we're 8-1. So, I mean, there's going to be A's given out, but there's also going to be some B's and some D pluses. I don't know if there's such a thing as an F plus. But anyway, we all had a bye week. I think I could say for one that I didn't do anything but just chill on the bye week. I dabbled into football, but I didn't put my whole schedule around football.
Did you get put on husband duties like many of the taken men out there in the Delaware Valley?
I went to dinner. Went to a nice dinner.
That's nice.
You know?
Yeah. Before we get into the grading, though, I just want to give you, Gail, a heads up that all of our rubrics are different. So I don't need you looking over at mine because, you know, that would just it'll throw you all off. I know that you've messed that up before. It's a poor joke. Anyway.
Where'd that come from?
It was going back to Gail's SAT story.
I'll tell that on a further.
Yeah. No, but bye week for me was pretty shitty. I'm not going to lie. I know nobody wants to listen to it. I spent it all working. I've been working for like 12 straight days. So that's the what my bye week has been. I was videotaping doctors.
You got to tell the people why you were putting in that work, bro.
Well, because I ran out of PTO days and I need to work weekends in order to get some comp days so that I can go to KC. Let's go.
So there was a purpose behind all that.
Always. But it was a hectic weekend. I didn't get to watch as much football as I wanted, but I did end up spending some time with the fam, went and had dinner with them on Sunday, and, just caught up with them. It was a nice, relaxing, don't have to worry about the Eagles weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that was the key thing about this weekend, man. It was just nice and relaxing, being able to get slaughtered by my kids in the middle of the morning. Couldn't get no extra sleep. I got little man jumping on my head. I got my daughter climbing into the bed and kicking me in all places. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. It was fun being able to spend time with them. It was a bye week that we got to agree, man. It was something we all needed. Not just the team needed it. Us tailgaters, us that be putting all in that work, needed it. So it was definitely a relief. Football-wise, I don't know, man. What was there to watch? These Cowboy fans, they're back to the top. They're back to their glory, you know what I mean? Because they ended up kicking a 2-7 team's ass, you know what I mean? Yay. If that's what you want, that's what you got, you know what I mean? And then these 49ers, the same thing. That's what you want, that's what you got. Other than that, it was a stress relief to not see anything, you know, go wrong on our behalf. We were just sitting back, relaxing, and letting these teams hurt each other. You know what I mean? And then we just got to get ready for this big game we got on Monday.
And I have to say, Prime, that I this past weekend I fell into my old ways. Those have been listening to the podcast know that I used to like to dabble in the troll market on Facebook, you know. And I just got to tell you, I feel pretty proud at how I was able – just completely disparage a Cowboys onslaught. There was, I had Cowboys fans in their field. Like, you guys just blew someone out. What are you in your fields about? I'm obviously just an Eagles fan trolling you. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
I think you are
out of shape after
if you guys don't know that Evan is a professional troll. I think it's in his past, but I think he's grown. There's been growth there.
You know what was funny is when I met up with my parents, I had my dad tell me stories about how he's in Facebook groups trolling fucking Cowboys groups now too, and I'm like, I really am your son. This is
you guys had a moment.
Yeah, we had a little troll moment.
Shout out to everyone who's in the chat joining us for the conversation again. You guys are gonna put on your best, I guess, coaches, teachers hat, because you're gonna have to grade these players. And there's a whole bunch of them. There's been a mix and mash of players. There's been UDFAs coming in and going. We had how many dudes in the slot? I think there's been a lot of changes. There's gonna be a lot of grades to give. But are you guys excited?
Oh hell yeah, man! I love breaking down, and like my favorite part about bye week is that we don't have to go into any of the negatives. We could just talk about. We could focus on who has done well. Obviously, we're going to talk the full team, and there's been people that haven't performed. But this is an 8-1 team, man. It's an 8-1 team, and I'm anticipating that a lot of people are going to be graded highly.
Yeah, I mean, looking forward to getting back into football. I mean, regardless of the time we had off, I missed watching the Birds. So, you know what I mean? I'm definitely looking forward to seeing these guys go back to work on Monday. You know, here it is, the gauntlet part of the season. It's going to be crazy, you know, and of course, everybody's like, you know, all against us. It's all good. I love it. You know what I mean? I love the mentality that they got. So, you know, it's definitely time to get back to work and, you know, see these guys get through this.
It's Pete Nathan down here asking if we spend our money. Yes, we spend our money, man. Come on, man. We're out here spending our money. Not on every single game, but we spend our money out here. But we're going to have a good time going through this, I mean, we got people excited in the chat, ready to go. We need some little graphics. Had some time today. So let's start with our quarterback. I mean, our quarterbacks have been led by Jalen Hurts. He's been phenomenal. He's dealt with some injuries, whether banged up or not. He has shown that he's the field general. He has shown that he is the voice of reason. He is he's putting up a MVP like performance. Marcus Mariota, we saw him in the preseason, and that's all we wanted to see. Tanner McKee has been a guy who flashed in the preseason as well, but really can only give one grade here. We got two incompletes here, but Jalen Hurts on the season, I'd have to give him an A.
I think I'm gonna go A minus myself. I don't, and A minus is a good grade. When I was growing up, I would kill for an A minus. But listen, I think that Jalen Hurts last year, if I were to grade him on the full year, I would give him an A. I would give him an A plus. This year's been different, man. There's been more turnovers. There's been more interceptions. He's fumbled the ball. He's put the ball on the ground. I think that he is the main reason that we are 8-1, and that's why he still is in the A range. But I want him to clean up the turnovers on the second half of the year, and so that's why he gets the minus for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to stay at straight A. Can't give him a plus or a minus because, you know, just like you guys said, I mean, he's definitely done good things, but at the same time, he's got a lot of things he still has to clean up. And again, as we mentioned, going into the gauntlet part of the season, you have – no room for errors, man. We can't afford it. We got to, you know what I mean? Really, I hope they really took the time off this bye week to just come together and realize, you know what I mean? They got to step up their game. They got to clean a lot of shit. And, you know, he's mainly the main voice of this team. So I'm pretty sure he had a lot of input into, you know, having that conversation with the players, and you know, back to work on Monday. Let's see what's going to happen.
So we got an A minus from Omar. Robert says he gives a B for the interceptions. Gary says an A for him. I mean, so overall, if we average it out here, you said A,
either an A or A minus. Yeah.
We can round that up to an A.
Give him an A. I'll give him an A.
I like that. Okay. We'll give him an A overall grade here.
Are you gonna put breaking news? Jalen Hurd gets an A.
Rakshak with a B plus. He's a tough seller. I think with the turnovers and such, if you go back and break down some of them kind of weren't his fault. Some of them were. But overall, he's been leading the ship. I mean, we're the best team in the NFL right now, record wise. So I have to. It all leads with Jalen Hurd. So he's got an A for me. Let's move right along to the running backs. Running back position is interesting.
That's an understatement, man.
It'd be even more interesting if I actually downloaded the graphic for that.
let's just imagine for the time being. So I mean, obviously leading the backfield, we got DeAndre Swift. So where would you guys, what would you grade him out as?
I give DeAndre Swift probably a, I give him a B plus. I think, you know, the way that we utilized him early in the season, you know, we weren't really feeding him. I think he's got his most rushing yard. He's on pace to have his best year as a pro. So in terms of what we've asked from him, I think he's given us, I think, the way that our offense is set up, we got juggernauts on the outside. We got AJ Brown having a monster season. We like to throw the ball a lot. So I think I'm gonna give him a B plus. And that's I'm being nice. When when teachers give you an extra little plus. Boost bonus, yeah. I'm gonna give him a bonus.
Well, I'm gonna be even nicer, honestly. I'm gonna give him an A minus. I think that I think DeAndre Swift has had a phenomenal year. I think that and this is. This is no shot at Miles Sanders, but it kind of is. I think that DeAndre Swift is the best back that we've had in our backfield in a long time. And I think that his production is kind of being hindered by the fact that we're not using him enough. I would like to see more DeAndre Swift in these games. I want to see more running. And I think DeAndre has proven that he's capable of it. He's just not getting the rock enough, in my opinion. So I give him an A minus, and I think he's done a tremendous job so far this year. I just want to see more of him.
Well, with that being said, and I know this is a grade, so don't judge me, but I'm going to give him a B++.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? That's that extra I used to get when I was in school. You know what I mean? So don't hate. But now, all jokes aside. With a little
smiley face on it.
With a little smiley face on it. He's doing his thing. He's hungry. You know, and he gets frustrated, not with himself. Well, he does. He gets frustrated with himself, but he gets frustrated, and he shows that he wants to be in that game a whole lot more than what they've been utilizing. So, you know, I mean, just seeing that energy in him, that's what definitely, you know, he strives to be that best running back. And you nailed it, Evan. He's killing it. He's probably one of the best backs we've had in a long time. I'm probably going to go back as far as LeSean.
Shady, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and hey, listen, it might be a dagger at Miles. I get it, but what's Miles doing this year? Nothing. You know what I mean? So it just goes to show it's a lot that's being played in this factor. And I think DeAndre's definitely been holding it down.
How much of this, I don't mean to cut you off, but how much of this, to play devil's advocate with myself, is the offensive line a factor in this? Because you just mentioned how, like, Miles Sanders fell off a cliff this year going down to Carolina. And I think the major portion of that is the offensive line. So is DeAndre Swift's success this year more his talent, or is it more the offensive line, or is it just a healthy mix of the two?
Mix of the two. And the reason why I'm going to say the mix of the two, because you see the swag, you see his cuts, you see the ability when he runs. And then that line, I mean, we've talked about it. People have talked about it, and they still talk about it. You put anybody behind that offensive line, they're going to look like studs. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, again, you go back to Miles being here last year, he was doing this thing with that line. And then it just goes to show when you go to another line, you don't have that same success.
Yeah.
You know, not taking nothing away from DeAndre. He was playing in Detroit, and that line wasn't nothing like ours. And then look, when he came here, now he's exploding. But I mean, he was doing his thing in Detroit as well, but that was based off of his ability. Now, again, go back to the mixture of the two. You could go ahead and combine that line and his ability. He's doing his thing, and that's the reason why he's where he's at right now.
I think definitely the offensive line has been phenomenal. I think it's a great, like Conrad's saying, it's a great marriage. I think he's a slasher.
And, like, he gets his yards. Say decisive with his holes, too.
And he's also shifty as well. You talk about, you know, he flashed in Detroit. I mean, we were there the first game of the season where he had one of his best games of the year against us. I think he's got that talent. I just think it's a perfect marriage. But I think you start thinking about, does Howie actually bring him back next year? Like, has he been good enough to come back for another contract?
I think a lot of people are going to vie for it, and they're going to want him back. And right now I want him back too. But the way that Howie Roseman operates, it's kind of hard to argue with it, man. It's like he's turned the running back position on this team into a plug and play sort of situation. So long as this offensive line is still up.
Now, here's some numbers here. I mean, DeAndre Swift had back-to-back games with 130 or more yards in weeks 2 and 3. Since then, he hasn't surpassed 70 yards in a game. With 614 yards this season, Swift is just 3 yards shy of his career high. So I think for him, I think he's having a good season. Now, moving on, we said B plus for
A minus for me.
B plus for me.
B plus plus. Anybody? Yeah. How about the chat? The chat is
Chat's
green.
Been high B's, low A's.
Okay. High lows. Okay. Let's move right on to our other run.
What's the average there, bro? Whoa. Give me a definitive answer.
Just trying to. I'll be plus, right?
See, I knew he was going to do that shit.
Go ahead. What do you say?
Was it the plus? Was it my extra plus? Yeah.
what is that grade?
I don't know. It's a B plus plus. I think. I think it's in between plus? That A okay. minus and the B.
Plus. Yeah. Okay.
So moving right along to the next running back, I think we'll start with Kenneth Gainwell. I think Kenneth Gainwell, from his performance in the Super Bowl to now, it's been a little inconsistent. I think Kenneth Gainwell offers you a little versatility in space. He's give you some special teams if you need him. He can give you some goal line runs here and there. He can also give you some fumbles. But Kenneth Gainwell, I give him a B minus.
Kenneth Gainwell, a B minus?
Yeah, I think that's kind of high, bro. I have him graded as a C minus myself right now.
All right, well, I get it, dude.
Just a minute.
You're right. C plus.
I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it legit. You know, I think that Kenneth Gainwell. Listen, my grade, what I thought I'd be expecting to say for him midway through the year, starting at the beginning of the year, I thought it'd be completely different. I mean, they were framing this as if this was going to be his backfield, He quickly lost it, man. And I kind of am grading him a C minus because of my reaction as to whoever's touching the ball. When I see DeAndre Swift touching the ball, I'm like, all right, cool. We got something good. When I see Kenny Gainwell getting the ball, man, it's as of right now, at the position we're in, it's a groan from me, bro. It's like, why the fuck are we fucking getting the ball to him? And I can't give anything above a C minus for that being my reaction.
I'm gonna go with a D plus. Yeah, I'm gonna go with
Homer Gale over here.
I said
B minus.
No, I said C plus.
I'm gonna go with a D plus, man. I mean, like you said, it definitely started off strong. First game of the season in New England. I mean, we were all for it. Like, okay, you know, I mean, Kenny, you've been here for years and you're getting your turn. And you showed that in the Super Bowl, but then it was just like, where did Kenny go? Don't even see him. And then, like you said, I'm even that same person in the crowd that gets frustrated when they bring him into the plays. You know what I mean? And it's just like, there's no production out of him. Or is it going to be a turnover? Which, you know what I mean? Luckily, it had the turnover ratio on his behalf hasn't favored onto the bad side. We've gotten the recovery and stuff like that, but still, he's fumbled the ball a lot as well. It has kind of flipped
the last couple of games with Swift actually fumbling down by the goal.
I know for sure.
Which is, you know,
that's why I stayed away from the A. Evan went with the A. I was in the B++.
I'll give him a C plus. Because he has had flashes, and but then it's just the inconsistency. As a student, me kind of inconsistent. That's where I was a C plus B guy, and then I would get A pluses in athletics.
Well, the thing is that since this is a cumulative grade, C plus plus C minus plus D plus, that ain't a C plus.
Okay. Now
that's a C minus grade, I think.
So you see the grades in the chat here? In the back end, F?
No.
In the banners.
Okay. Yeah.
Could you keep tally of that one?
All right. So, go ahead.
We got a B plus for Swift. We got a C plus, right? Did we say C plus?
Hertz was an A minus, right?
Hertz was the A minus. Tough graders here, man. But that's what it's about, man. I mean, at the end of the day, they're all going to look at themselves. You get graded out. In college, when I had to get graded out by my coach, it's definitely they put you on blast, you know. But it is what it is. Did you perform or underperform? Because in the city of Philadelphia, we expect a lot.
I got to be honest. As I'm typing that in, I'm not liking the direction this is headed. We went from A minus to B plus to C minus. That's
moving right along to Boston Scott. I don't think Boston Scott is actually.
I don't think really he's gradable at this point.
Gradable. He's missed the last couple of games with some personal issues. I honestly think
the same with Rashad Penny too. Yeah. I mean, we've seen a small fraction of him this year, but I don't think enough to give a grade.
Small.
Well, he's come in a couple games, but it's just been, you know, it's been a little amount.
Omar says no grade. No grade for those two guys. I think they haven't really done enough to get a grade. Ryan chimes in. He gives Swift a B minus.
Okay.
Will Mallon calls us the damn Russian judges over here. let's see.
Darren with the flat out C.
C? Okay. If I can get these bro, the back end is ridiculous.
Hey, StreamYard. I'm going to be writing you another fucking email.
You get a mad right, message
he's
from
he's typing
me.
That bitch up right now as we speak.
Don't
and
when Evan
so he gonna hit send.
When Evan goes full Karen, it's never a good thing. It's never a good thing. Moving on, I think you know the wide receiver position. I think has been exciting. I think it's been a level of consistency that we haven't seen in a long time. To have two number one receivers out there. Obviously, one is having a more monstrous season, but I think in terms of having those skill positions that are like, he's like a tight end, wide receiver, and running back all in one position.
It's the best tandem that we've had since Deshaun and Macklin, and I think that they actually skill wise are even better than Deshaun and Macklin. AJ Brown, dude, he's a top three wide receiver in the league, and in my opinion, he's not three. So I think that. This is the best Eagles wide receiver group we've seen. I don't know how AJ Brown could be anything less than 100% A++ on this report card.
Yeah, I think we could definitely agree on the A++, man. Because I mean, my man is killing it right now.
I think he might have the highest grade on the team right now.
Yeah, I mean, always open. Could definitely count on him to be clutch in the plays. He's having a pretty perfect season in his career. I mean, this is probably the best season he's ever had. So, you can't go any worse.
So we got Kiki in the chat with the A++, Michael with the A++, and then Pete Nathan, Philadelphia Eagles biggest hater, he gives a 6+. So that's a lot of love for AJ. I think, looking at his numbers, I mean, he's really putting up some serious numbers. I mean, he's on pace for nearly 2,000 yards receiving, which would shatter the Eagles record that Brown set last season. But he would break the NFL record of 1,964 yards.
Was that Cooper Kupp?
That's bananas. Bananas. And again, I said previously on other podcasts, I don't care about the numbers. I care about wins. But I mean, the numbers are nice. It's cool for him for bragging rights. But I think sure. as long as they keep on stacking dubs, I don't need to be like, he has to get his numbers to, I'm like, we need to get dubs. And so, I mean, without Dallas Goedert in the mix now, I think if we have to rely heavily on them, I'm cool with it. So A plus around for AJ Brown, moving right along to Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, silky smooth with it. I think he's had himself a really good year. He's on pace to get his second straight 1,000-yard season. I think Devontae deserves himself an A. I think he's come up big this season in big games. Obviously, the Cowboys game last week was phenomenal. I thought he shows up.
I think when I think about Devontae Smith grading wise, it's very similar to how I thought about DeAndre Swift. I think that Devontae Smith is better than his numbers lead on for him to be. I mean, he's getting the ball taken from him by AJ Brown right now, which I am not against. Don't get me wrong that like I am for one wide receiver or the other. I want the Eagles to succeed, bottom line. But with that being said, AJ's getting majority of the balls. So Devontae, if AJ wasn't on this team, I think that his numbers would be much more inflated. But for what he's done, and he's always showing up, and he's a clutch ass player, I go A.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an A for me as well. I mean, he's clutch on the plays that we need him to be clutch on. Another one that is just hungry to be more involved in these plays. You've seen his frustration. We were in L.A. We saw him on the sidelines. But, you know, at the end of the day, they come together. They put all that to the side and they show each other support. He's a team player, man. So, you know, I mean, it's definitely something good to see. We've had history of, teammates kind of like competing with each other and letting it get the best of them with these two. You know, I love the fact that, you know, when the play's done, they come back to meeting in the middle, dabbing each other, supporting each other, hyping each other up. So, you know, it's great to have teammates like that. And, you know, Devontae, before AJ got here, was, you know, the man. And he still is the man. I mean, he's still doing his thing. Devontae's definitely still a favorite of mine's. So, you know, I'm all for it. Yeah, he's definitely got an A on my book.
Moving right along. It's kind of we've been calling for like a wide receiver three. We've asked. Now, I wish we would have drafted a wide receiver three in the draft. You know, that would have been nice. But I think just thinking about, you know, who we just brought in, I think Julio Jones, I think for his small amount of play, I think I would like to give him a B, because I think he came here on short notice. He's been, you know, effective so far. I think he's played his role. I could also go with Zacchaeus. I think Zacchaeus is, when targeted, he's done stuff. He's done stuff with his targets. I'd probably give him a B minus. Where do you guys stand on Julio Jones and Zacchaeus?
I think that those are pretty fair grades, honestly. I mean, I think that Julio Jones, like you said, him coming in on short notice and, you know, scoring in his first appearance with the Eagles, that was pretty awesome. And I think that Julio also brings to the table just the fact that since he's a future Hall of Famer, he's a decoy out there whenever he's on the field. Like, he is taking pressure off of our other wide receivers, and you have to respect him because, like I said, he's a Hall of Famer. Oz, I think that he has done well this year. I think that we're starting to get towards, not gradable. But I think that he has played enough that we can give him a B. We've been able to lean on him. He's got what, one or two touchdowns this year. I think he's doing a better job than Zach Pascal did last year, at least from a productivity standpoint. I mean, maybe not from a like a blocking standpoint. But I think that from like productivity, what he's done with the ball in his hands, I think he's done a better job.
He's been clutch on third down plays. So, you know, I mean, that definitely plays a factor. The comparison between him and Pascal, I mean, yeah, I agree, man. I think he's definitely stepped up a little bit more than what Pascal was doing last season. Yeah, in the blocking perspective, that's something totally different. You know, Julio, bro, I got to tell y'all, man, it's still weird to see Julio Jones on our roster. Just seeing his picture up there with A.J. Devontae, like, I mean, future Hall of Famer. I mean, this is somebody we wanted decades ago, you know what I mean? And here we finally got him. But he's still, I mean, I'm not taking nothing from him. He's still in his prime. He's still doing his thing. I would definitely love to get him more involved in the second half of the season. So I'm all for it. But I don't know, to be honest with you, if we go without talking about the rest of the wide receiver crew or just moving on to the next. You definitely want to downgrade the next guy.
Downgrade
with your test.
No, sir. Britton Covey, punt returner.
We got to give him his. That's special teams, guy. That's a special teams.
We're grading the player. We'll put him on the graphic.
But as a wide receiver, I wouldn't give him a grade as a
wide receiver.
As a wide receiver,
I thought we were grading the player.
We are grading the position here. Grading the position. But I mean, hey, everyone loves Covey.
I don't think everybody does. I think he's got haters. And that's why I was coming to bat for him.
Well, how about even though Quez hasn't really been here, he hasn't done enough, I think I'm going to give him – I'm still going to give him a grade. I think it's just been
– Nathan. Bro. You watching these punt returns, though?
Stop, Pete.
Hey,
is it just because it hasn't taken one to the house?
Hey, but you know, when I was waiting for Pete because you know, Britton Covey ranks fourth in punt return average in the NFL. When you as a person,
damn near F though,
ever be a top five returner in the league, call me. Okay, Pete?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing something right. He's doing
that
something.
That call ain't never coming.
And you go ahead and ask all these players on special teams, on the punt return team, which player is super valuable to their success, which player is breaking down every single nuance of any defender that is on that field that is coming at them. He's broken them down, and he's feeding every single player nuggets of what to do. They value Covey so much on special teams. It's crazy. They really appreciate what he's bringing to the table from a research standpoint. He's been great this year.
Spoken from a former special teamer.
So you want to go tight end or you want to go offensive line next?
We'll go tight end. Shout out to the tight ends in the chat, or former tight ends if you've ever been a tight end. Dallas Goedert, it sucks to see him go down the way he did. I think when we utilize him, I think he's one of the top in the league. I think you know, I give him a B+. I think he's been great when he gets an opportunity. He's had a couple missteps there. I think that one drop pass, it was an interception. Dallas Goedert, I can say A- too, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with A- with Dallas Goedert, bro.
Yeah, I think it's fallen more in the fact that he just hasn't been targeted enough. I give him a B+. I think he's done a good job. I think that the dominant receiver has just been AJ this year, and so I think that Dallas's production kind of gets lost in the sauce.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We got a B plus from Rack Shack. We got a B from Gary. We got a B plus for Ryan. Pete Nathan, very friendly Pete Nathan, with a B plus.
What'd you say, Primo?
I'm going to go with a B plus as well. And the reason why is because, you know what I mean, like just seeing some of his route running, at times it feel like him and Jalen aren't on the same page. And I don't know, that's a big difference than what we saw last year. And I wish he would be more involved. I mean, I know he definitely wants to be more involved. But, you know, not taking anything else away from him, he's doing his thing. And when he does make catches, he makes some real good damn catches. It sucks that he went down the way he did. Mm-hmm. I still call it a dirty ass play. Don't care what any Cowboy fan has to say about that shit. But yeah, I mean, I hope for a speedy recovery, man, and to get back soon, because we definitely going to need him at the back end of this season.
Now, Will asks, where do we go from here without him? I think you see a little bit more Julio. I think some three wide sets. I think, you know, we're going to have to rely on some of the back end guys. I think Jack Stoll was more of a jack of all trades. I wouldn't say he's a jack of all trades. I call him Old Navy because he's just serviceable.
I call him Garrett Stubbs because, like, it's the same exact player, bro. He's just there for the vibes. Like, I think he's just a locker room vibes. I don't think he really is anything else.
No, he's a utility guy because, like, think about it. You're UDFA. How do you make a roster in the NFL? You have to be able to do some things, a lot of things, fairly decent. And he made the team over a lot of guys that have gotten cut over the years. So I think,
but at the same time, we don't know. Maybe they will bring him out a little bit more. Maybe
we might see some Albert O.
I think we see more of my son, my head injured son.
Evan's brother Grant over here. I don't have grades on these guys.
Yeah, I think that everyone below Goddard is kind of just ungradable at this point.
Ungradable. But yeah, I mean, it's just interesting that we have to like think about other options besides Goddard. Let's see here. Moving right along, let's go to offensive linemen, the big uglies, as Jason Kelce, we like to call them. Mm-hmm. The big uglies. The big uglies have been
every offensive lineman, or should we just do the offensive line as a whole?
We could do the starting five, you know. Okay. Starting five. Shout out to the offensive lineman, aka the big uglies. Like I said, I think Jordan Mailata is having a great season this year. I think Landon Dickerson is he's held his own as well. Jason Kelce, the elder statesman of the group, couldn't be more thankful for him. The right guard position has been a musical chairs of. You know, shout out to Cam Jurgens' parents early in the season. I think they've got more out of their season than Cam has this year. Lane, just
in case y'all didn't know, he didn't get it from his dad.
His mom has got some mitts. I said that was the M word. He's got some mitts, big hands. Lane Johnson, another great season. He's also dealt with some injuries. But Lane Johnson, I give him an A. I give Jason Kelce an A. Jordan Mailata, I'll give him A-. Landon Dickerson, B+. Cam Jurgens, B-. Tyler Steen, B. Suopeta, C.
My grade's very similar. I think Kelce and Lane both get A's. I would also give Mailata an A-. Dickerson hasn't had a uh, he's held his own, but I wouldn't say he's played on the level of that we've seen him before. Not thinking he'd take a step back in any regard. I just think that it's been an off season. But he still held his own. And Cam Jurgens, like that right guard position, I'm kind of thinking is ungradable. Just because we've seen, we saw like what, one or two games out of Cam. Steen, I think, has impressed. Opetta has not.
Again, like Opetta is that back end of the roster guy that you need to call on if in danger. I think he'll give you a couple good plays here and there, you know, at times a little inconsistent, but you know, that is, I mean, that's what you're asking him to do, like come in and give us something. So Malata A minus, Lander Dickerson B plus.
I'm gonna go Malata, Kelsey Lane A, and the two, Cam and Landon. I'm gonna go with B plus with those two guys.
Okay. Moving right along. Look at you happy graders out here. Shout out to all your people listening to the podcast, and shout out to all you people that are watching the podcast. Because they're two different experiences.
Two.
You don't get to see Prime's awesome hats. Shout out to Ivan who sent us these lovely hats. I knew Prime was going to wear his. That's why I don't wear mine. So I sent Ivan a video of unboxing, so he get the experience like I did. It was amazing. But moving right along to the defensive line. Defensive line, I think, has been a sound group. I think that's if we're going to grade all the positions in totality, I think defensive line is holding this team together. As they've been stellar, I think I've given them an A triple plus. I think Jalen Carter has been amazing as a rookie. Jordan Davis has been sound against the run. Fletcher Cox has shown some youth to his game and some juice. Josh Sweat, it's no sweat for him. He's been phenomenal. We got the depth of Milton Williams. He's been really good. Tua Pelotu is also giving you some good reps. Moro Ojomo, he's there for the ride and the knowledge right now. Derek Barnett really hasn't given you much. I think he's having a can't get right season. But again, gives you depth. But at the end of the day, I think I'm feeling this group has been phenomenal.
I completely agree. This has been, you know, one of our things that we've been able to lean on for years now. And you look at the faces on here. Some of these faces have been here for over a decade. Guys like Brandon Graham still, you know, performing, Fletch still showing up every week. And for us to be able to have this rotation so we can, you know, not just absolutely abuse both of those guys and they're able to get cycled out and in. Brandon Graham, I think I would give him a B-plus so far this year. He's played well. Jalen Carter, I think that's potentially another A plus, man. I mean, he's in the talks for defensive rookie of the year. So he is playing as good, if not better, than all the other defenders in his draft class. It's hard to not acknowledge that. Jordan Davis has been an absolute monster this year. That's another A. Fletch, I'm going to give a similar grade to Brandon Graham, B plus. Josh Sweat's been an A, man. That's that whole starting lineup is all B plus at minimum.
I'm gonna go A all the way across, man. Yo, the fact that you got two guys that have been here for a decade and still at an A level, that means a lot, man. And we don't know. This could be, you know, they're both for their final season with us. It's a decision that's definitely gonna have to be made at the end of the season. But yo, like Gail mentioned, man, I mean, Fletcher has found his youth this year, he's doing his thing, and then Brandon just as well. Regardless of how much gray he's got in that beard right now, he's killing it, man. I mean, he's got that 110% energy every play that he's involved in. Jalen Carter has definitely been better than I expected. I'm gonna keep it 100 with that, man. I thought the whole situation that he first came into the league with was gonna be in the back of his mind and was gonna affect his playing time, but I was totally wrong about that. And he's showing that every week that, you know, I mean, none of that really matters. He's just focused on football. Jordan Davis, been clutch, man. Clutch in the middle of that line.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying he's clutch in the middle of the line, and, you know, he's doing his thing. So, I mean, it's an A all the way across from him.
Reading some numbers here. Eagles are allowing 66.3 rushing yards per game in 2023. This leads the NFL. It's down from last year. It was 121.3 rushing yards allowed per game. So Jordan Davis has been stout.
I got a stat for you that made me feel really good. Do you guys remember what my big gripe at the end of last year was? Obviously, aside from losing the Super Bowl, but what I was most upset about defensive-wise, it was that we weren't. I felt like we weren't going to be able to recreate a defensive line like that. I felt like with that 70 sack season was just an anomaly and we wouldn't be able to get back there. But then I did some digging on the bye week, guys. And lo and behold, what if I told you that through nine games last year, the Eagles as a team had 29 sacks. What do you think we got through nine games this year?
30.
Yeah. Here's some numbers here. If you're looking at just Reddick, Sweat, and Graham, they're combined for 38. They combined for 38 sacks in 2022. They're on pace for 34 in 2023. So the numbers are there. The numbers are there. I think overall, I would give the position, like I said, A, triple plus. Yeah, good luck with the grading there. Yeah, did you gave some roundabout grades?
I think I'm just going to give the entire D line an A.
Nice, Ev. I like that, man. I like that. Now, some of the guys you could add in there, obviously Hassan Reddick and Nolan Smith as a Sam Edge and Patrick Johnson. I think Hassan Reddick has been, like I said, he started off a little slow. He had that cast, but ever since, he got the cast off, he's got 7.5 sacks on the season. Since getting the cast off, he has, Reddick has 7.5 sacks in 6 games. That's not bad. Sweat has 2.5 sacks in his first 5 games and then 4 sacks in his last 4 games. So they are heating up. The dogs are coming to eat. The dogs are hungry. So with that being said, moving right along to N'Kobe Dean, who's on IR for the second time this season, could be shelved for the season. It's been a tough, as I think, in terms of, if I was Evan, like, I would be looking at him in a way, like,
in a medical way,
where Evan, if you guys
remember, I got clowned for this, and now what's been the?
I was just getting ready to bring it up.
Might
be the right time to go ahead and ask that question.
So, if you guys haven't heard, well, Evan, during the Eagles Autism Challenge, well, as we were walking, we came upon N'Kobe Dean, and then Evan, like a true Philadelphia Eagle fan,
like a medical man,
he talked about his first question was, "What's up with the medicals? How's the knee? And he gave him a look like, "What did you just ask me, dog?" And then Evan was just like, but that's what Ev does. I mean, and here we are. Ev, I think you might have rights.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying that I am Mr. Medicals, and I was on top of that. I think that my head was in the right spot.
So his grade on the season probably for me would be C minus.
Yeah. It's frustrating, man. It's frustrating the fact that he's hitting IR for the second time in this season. Yeah.
And especially because, like, this was a guy that coming out of training camp, and, like, we had linebackers ahead of him last year in Kazir White and slipped my mind now. But regardless, we had linebackers that were starting over top of him. And I thought this offseason was going to be like, dude, this is going to be his time to shine. I thought he was going to, like, be making his way towards being a captain right now. And, just more injury problems, man.
Yeah, man.
Evan's like, I should have been a
doctor. I told you.
I should have been a doctor. Let's see. Bo 1990 says, who do we sign in off season? Sweat or Reddick? Predictions.
Both of them.
If you make it work. Yo, Sweat is having a phenomenal year, man. Sweat is like
having a great year, bro.
And he always gets forgotten about, man. But not forgotten by us.
Yeah, no. We don't forget about
him. Because we have a Josh Sweat tomato pie in the works.
Hey, love.
This love is that. In the works. See?
But I mean, Gail, when he gets it in, what do? Every time.
Linebacker wise, Dean isn't the only one. I mean, what's your guys' thoughts on Nicholas Morrow so far this year? He has pleasantly surprised.
I would give Morrow a B+ for his situational usage. Like, we brought him in. This dude went on a hike. He was questioning his career. He didn't know where his career was going. They called him back after he was cut, and he's now playing pretty sound. I mean, obviously in coverage, our linebackers are.
How do you think Miles Jack's electrician apprenticeship is going so far?
I mean, I think he would have had a bit better season than
Dean,
to be honest. Why not call him back?
We will never know.
He's in the middle. He's got a grid to keep up, bro.
They've called up Van Sumeren.
Yeah.
The UDFA from Michigan State.
He's at BVS. He's got a lot of. He's got a little hive going. I've seen the BVS hive.
I mean, we'll briefly talk about Greg brings up is let's talk about Jalen Carter stealing from Target. I think it was his girlfriend who actually had something in his bag.
I think it's I'm not trying to discount anything. After I looked more into it and how it's not getting picked up, it appears to me as a non-story.
Yeah, I'd say it's a non-story. I just think, I was in the store yesterday, and a couple forgot something on underneath their cart.
Part, yeah,
and they pay for stuff.
That happens all the time.
It happens all the time. But I was looking. I was like, but again, it happens all the time.
I did that.
You don't remember that TV being under there?
Well, dude, I remembered what's it called last week in the grocery store. I was actually just telling the story last night to my roommate that I caught this guy. I was in self checkout, and this guy was in front of me, and he's scanning one item and putting two or three in his cart. Scan one, put two or three in his cart. I'm not a narc. I'm not saying nothing, bro. I was just sitting there. I was like, that's brazen as hell. I'm not going to say nothing. But
Evan was like, frugal gang. I like it.
I like it.
Sean said, what's up, guys? You think there's a possibility of us getting Sertan?
I think that's out the window since the trade deadline's
over. Yeah, it's over. Over, dog. But, yeah, how many years do we have Sean Bradley? I think this was his last year,
yeah.
Yeah, getting back to the linebacker picture. Zach Cunningham. I'm gonna give him an A. Just because he's been like the most reliable dude. Like, I think he's just been, talk about a hired gun, came in here. Another Tennessee Titan. We're like Titan North right now. the amount of Titans we have on this team. I think he's just been sound, and again, he's had flashes of how many tackles did, I think Prime you said last week, he had like 9 or 10 tackles. Yeah. He's just been reliable for a group that's been very inconsistent. I think he's been one of the most reliable pieces this season.
I agree. I would give him an A- myself.
Oh yeah, how can you not? I mean, like I said last week, I mean, the fact that when Dean went down, he came in and he came in clutch, man. I mean, he came into that game and he did his thing, led the team in tackles for that game, and was just all over the field.
I was saying earlier, it's the best Cunningham we've ever had.
Yeah, don't say all that, but
yeah, Bobby.
Don't say all that.
Bobby in the chat says Josh Sweat is a free agent until 2025. He's already signed for 2024, but you know how sometimes they try to re-up early, just so we can, get a little more juice. Nolan Smith. Forgot to talk about him real quick. I think Nolan Smith. He's had his flashes. He's got one sack on the year. Mm-hmm. A couple hurries there. I just think it's a lot of mouths to feed.
Lost in the sauce, man. Yeah.
It's like if this was Wu-Tang, which one would he be? He gets a lot. There's a lot of. Could it be you, God? I don't know.
You God was my boy.
But like, out of all the Wu-Tang members, it's not like he gets a lot of love here.
Don't go diminishing you, God, bro. You God was the man.
I mean, speaking of Wu-Tang Clan, how about Rashad Penny looks like a Wu-Tang member in this one?
And then Julio with his old dirty bastard.
So, Christian Ellis, I give probably what? Has he done enough, really?
Non-gradable, in my opinion.
Yeah, non-gradable.
Incomplete.
Okay. I mean, we're moving right along at a good pace here. Secondary time. I think, again, Darius Slay has been the level of consistency you'd like to see. I give Slay an A for the season so far, but I think Ringo, we haven't seen.
Is Jen watching?
Yeah. I'm giving Slay an A. I think he's still the best cornerback we have. I think
that's not deniable.
He's dealt with an injury. There's times that he wasn't going to play, but he did play against Miami.
I think that Slay has definitely been our best corner this year. With that being said, our secondary as a whole has not been great this year. I think that Slay, since he's been the best corner, I'll give him a B+. But he has had his struggles at some points during the season. Not as much struggles as other guys we're about to talk about, but Slay gets a B+ for me.
Ringo said that Ringo is Shaheem. Gary gives Slay a B. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a go with a B as well, man. He is definitely the lead of this whole group, but he's got to definitely tighten up, man. It's just, I don't know. It's just a lot of room between him and those wide receivers that I'm just not feeling, man. And I really just hope that one of those plays doesn't really bite us in the ass.
I think Reed Blankenship has been
milk missile.
Well, I mean, if I can get these comments off here,
just the name himself gives that man a good grade.
Letter grade. Milk missile. I think that he's played decent so far this year, but he definitely has. He's another one. He's been getting burned too, man. I think that. Game. Who was the one that he had to pick against a couple weeks ago?
Was Washington?
Was it Washington? Howell. Yeah, but like that pick, I think it was great to add to the stat sheet, but ultimately, it's not like he jumped a route or anything on that. It ended up being an overthrow, and he was in the right spot at the right time. which right. That definitely helps when you're like looking back on the game, you're like, oh, he had a pick, but dude, it was a pretty rough game for him. I'm not gonna lie. But overall, he's been decent. So I'll give him a B. Reed Blankenship.
What did you give Slay?
B+.
B+. Okay. You gave him a B. I gave him an A. Okay. All right. So we got I give Reed Blankenship a B. I think he's been pretty solid. I think he just makes plays. In space is a different story. I mean, that's where his grade goes down. I think he's being taken advantage a little bit, but he still makes plays, man. Sidney Brown, he hasn't done enough, but I think he's been out there, man. But I think he's been getting cooked up a little bit. I'd give him a C so far. I think he's had some flashes, but I do not think – I think he's being utilized. I think him in the slot is not where I want to see him right now. But the way that our slots are set up, it's crazy. I mean, the way that our slots – the way that we're doing – like our slot position we've had like at least 9 different players playing the slot cornerback position.
It's been a lot. And Sidney Brown, I think I see the talent and the potential for Sidney Brown. I think that he has the raw pieces there, but I think that he just still needs to develop, man. I think that, you know, spending some more time getting in a ton of special teams plays and just getting up to speed with the game will help him tremendously. I think, you know, a year or two down the line, we're looking at a guy that we're going to be grading in the B+, A- range in Sidney Brown. But as it stands right now, it's like,
now look at this stat here. Eagles had 8 different starting 5 combinations in their secondary in their first 8 games before repeating 1 combination against the Cowboys in week 9. So that, in, when you think about it that way, it's like, you know, that's kind of crazy, because at the end of the day, you're asking for like consistency on the back end, which helps with communication overall. But like, when you think about it in terms of that, like, this is our slot position. Patriots, Avante Maddox. Vikings, Avante Maddox. He gets injured. Next game, next 2 games, Buccaneers and Commanders, Josh Job. Next game, the Rams, we have Mario Goodrich. Against the Jets, we signed Bradley Roby. For 1 week, he's your starting slot cornerback. Against the Dolphins, we signed Josiah off the street. Josiah Scott is your starting corner. Against the Commanders and the Cowboys, Sidney Brown is your starting slot cornerback. Against the Chiefs, thank God, Bradley Roby's back. A veteran at the position should shore up the group. So it's been a little bit of mix and match over the last couple. We had, you know, we're talking about CB2. We've had Josh Job for a couple games. We had, you know, it's been a little. James, I mean, you guys can have at it. I know you guys want to talk about Bradbury grade.
What happened, man? Where did he go? Like, where is the Bradbury from? Oh man, it's sickening to watch, bro. It's just like he's just getting demolished on that field. Last week, it's bad, man. I'm really just trying to hold on to a little bit of positive, but. Man, it's just not easy, bro. It really isn't.
I mean, we're talking about I don't when he's up against a twitchy guy and he gives off a big play, hit one here and there, it's going to happen, because if you're going up against Cheetah, you're going up against Cheetah. It is what it is. One of the top wide receivers in the league. It's going to happen. But I just think, you know, he dealt with some injuries here and there too. He just looked a little bit – the Cowboys game – he looked like he was falling apart, because I mean, physically, he looked beat up. And bro, at one point in that drive at the very end of the Cowboys game, I was like, Slay and Bradbury both injured. We got UDFAs all over the field, and I'm praying watching the game.
Dude, I mean, I know that we're a couple weeks removed now, but had that game gone the bad way, coughing that up and losing it. The vibe is completely different even right now, man. So I agree with you. I think that Bradbury hasn't lived up to what we expected him so far this year. But ultimately, like you said, like we've had a tough go of it just with all the injuries we've been facing. So Bradbury, grade-wise, I'm at a D+ right now.
I'm gonna give him a C+. That's not. I mean, he's had flashes. Like, he's had some good plays. It's just a matter of he had an All-Pro season last year.
It's not last year. It's this year.
I'm saying he had all pro season last year. That's why I'm giving him. Like, you see that kind of season versus this year, you're gonna definitely feel away.
Primo, we got D+ and C+. Where?
My bad. I thought y'all heard me. I went with a D. Yeah. I went with a D. Yeah.
Okay.
Not happy, man. Not happy with Bradbury this year.
Someone we are always happy to see, Blue Meanie, in the chat.
He says,
speaking of cornerbacks, I forget the Eagles have Isaiah Rodgers signed for next year once
his
gambling suspension is up, which is nice.
That's our slot corner of the future.
You know,
yeah, Howie, that's next year.
Howie taking a gamble, pun intended.
When you also think about it, too, like what's Avante's contract look like right now? Because I think that Rodgers kind of steps into that slot role. I love Avante, and I think he's a great player, but it's a liability thing, man.
Yeah,
he's injured every single year. We have to figure out a way to get by without Maddox. And so
I see you in the streets, bro, it's nothing but love, you know what I mean? But on the football field, I think your time is, you know.
Hey, we did have we had Bradbury's college teammates with us last year. And we talked to him. Thanks to us, he signed with us because we asked him. We gave him tomato pie.
That was the seal in the deal. Yeah,
they're like, we took care of his teammates. He's like, I'm coming back for another year. So thank Primo. Thank the cheesesteaks that Evan made because that got done.
Nice.
Moving right along. Any else in that secondary? Kevin Byard in the mix. Obviously, I don't think he's done enough to get a grade. It's been two games, but I'd give him, if he
showed out, we'd be giving him a grade. I think he's just agree. He hasn't done enough.
Bradley Roby again. We just talked about a couple games here.
I don't think any of these guys really get a grade.
Josh Jobe. How about you? I give Josh Jobe a. I'll give him a C. He's learning on the fly, man.
He's getting. He got thrown into the fire. I mean,
and he's getting picked on.
He's a UDFA, and he's got thrown into the fire. But you know, it's been burning him. The fire has definitely been burning him.
moving right along to your favorite. This is where you can gloat. You can talk about how great. Britton Covey is.
The time finally came. Looking at you, Pete Nathan. I think that Covey has made tremendous strides in the return game this year. He hasn't taken one back for a touchdown. That's not the only thing punt returners do. They can also put you in great field position, i.e. the Super Bowl that we lost. They end up being big plays when you're able to flip the field, and all of a sudden you only got 40 yards to go on an ensuing drive. I think that Britton Covey has he's done really well this year. And as a punt returner standpoint, I think that a B+ is an appropriate grade for him. Just because if he had taken it to the house, he's in that A range. B+, though, for what he's done.
Evan, first of all, man, that was weak as shit. I thought you were going to fucking say it more with your chest, especially coming at Pete Nathan with his negativity. But Pete, let me tell you something.
Pick it up.
That man, Britt Covey, has been doing his fucking thing. We are in the stands watching this kid cutting, getting in through those holes. I mean, this is one of his best seasons ever. Yes, he was definitely underrated, and he has proven that he is that guy. He's been doing his thing, taking hits, going straight forward, you know, into those gaps, hitting them real good. So I'm glad we are able to talk to him in this category because we definitely couldn't talk about him in the wide receiver category. But, you know, he's been clutch, man. He's been clutch. So I'm all for Britt Covey in that position. And, you know, he's definitely getting an A from me. And then, you know what I mean? Mad love to Jake Elliott, bro. I mean, the dude's been clutch and saving, you know, couple games here and there for us. That leg has been, you know, outstanding. Like, you know, throughout his whole career, he's been doing his thing. So, everybody else,
Brandon Mann really looks like that.
Yeah, the dude looks like
straight out of fucking Harry Potter.
Pete Nathan, like I said, Britton Covey ranks fourth in punt return average. Until you do that in your life, don't talk to us. Jake Elliott has made 90% of his attempts. He missed a 37-yard field goal versus the Jets, which is, again, everybody is human. If you didn't see Prime's commercial with Nissan and his appearance with Jake Elliott, share with the people what you said to Jake Elliott about his situation.
No, I mean, I told him straight up, like, he definitely at that time when we had that going on, he said that he was trying to back out of it that day. And then I was just like curious on wondering why. He was like, look, man, he still had that Jets game in the back of his mind. And I told him, look, man, from a fan's perspective, I'm gonna tell you right now, put it behind you. It's done and over with. You're not perfect. You're gonna miss one. And hey, listen, you missed it. Let it go and move on to the next game and forget about it. Like, bro, you've been outstanding. You've been a key player for us, and we're grateful. And then he told me straight up, like, that's the type of stuff he needs to hear from fans like myself, from all of us, that we have his back. So he definitely appreciated that. And he told me straight up, like, that's what he loves about Philadelphia. We keep it real with him, and we got mad love for, guys such as himself. So that was definitely a moment that I had with Jake.
Best Eagles kicker in history, by the way.
So I'm just gonna say, Pete, now when we had Rager back there catching punts, there was always a level of,
that's an F performance.
We didn't know what was gonna happen, whether he was gonna drop it, whether he was gonna,
go backwards
or whatever. What we got with Britton Covey is a level of consistency at the end of the day. That's what you like to see. Again, if you weren't listening, Pete Nathan.
Get your head out your ass.
About what he adds, the value you bring to a team with his research and what he's like, his level of detail. That's what they love about him.
He hasn't read his grandfather's book. That's
Get him a copy.
This guy. I mean,
what are we grading Elliott? I gave Covey a B+. Gale, what do you say for Covey?
I give him a B+.
And then Elliott?
I'll give him an A-. So I'm tough on that. That miss.
You're holding that Jets.
That miss was the game. I saw him kick. I was counting every single kick he made during halftime. Mm-hmm. This man was hitting bangers from the 50 to the 60. And I looked at the wind on the top of the flag on the goalpost. Mm-hmm. There was no wind. So he missed that kick, and I was flabbergasted. But again, I said, not everyone's perfect, man. We can't all be Pete Nathan out here. Not everyone's perfect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a cool tone, putting that's just nostalgia speaking, bro. David Akers ain't kicked no super
61 yards.
61 yards. He ain't win no Super Bowls, bro. I don't know.
David Kager, someone sent me a David Akers birthday shout out a couple years ago. It's the most random thing. I was like, why?
Like a cameo? Like,
yeah, cameo.
Okay.
And I was like, why did I get one of these? I appreciate it.
Hey, Dallas!
last time you guys won, you weren't even born!
He's still a go for that.
Yeah, he definitely is. He definitely is.
So, I mean, here we go. This is the last and final grades we're giving here. Coaches. Nick Sirianni, head coach, has been tremendous. He's been a level, again, of consistency. I think he's been really just holding this unit together. I think at the end of the day, all you can do is ask for a coach that brings the team together. I think that he's been guiding them along. So I'm gonna give him an A grade. I think he's got the best record in the NFL. His team's got the best record in the NFL. That's worth something. So A from what about Sirianni?
Sirianni's definitely that's our coach, and you know, the energy he brings and he has on the sideline is clutch. He's all about this team. He's all about the fan base. You know, he shows he's got love all around. He doesn't quit, man. He, you know, his coaching ability is just tremendous, and we are blessed to have him as our coach. So, it's an A for me for Nick.
I think that just considering what he's done the past 2 years, he hasn't missed a beat. I mean, think about how weird it was for us back in 2017 to 2018 to go from winning the Super Bowl to like the wheels just falling off all of a sudden. And I think that was in the mind of a lot of people when we went to the Super Bowl this year. After I know that us, we were standing pat and we knew that Jalen Hurts is the guy. But ultimately, I think that there was people that had PTSD from that Super Bowl, and then what ended up happening afterwards, that the wheels just fell off. So I give my kudos to Nick Sirianni to being able to humble these guys and get them back in the weight room, get them back, on the practice field, and shake off like, yo, just because we were in the Super Bowl last year doesn't mean we're going to be there this year. You got to work to get there. And once again, we are 8-1, best record in the NFL, and Nick Sirianni gets an A+ from me.
And Sirianni's 2.5 seasons, he is 31-12, 721 winning percentage, is the best in franchise history. Since the start of the 2022 season, Sirianni is 22-4, which is the best in the NFL. I think I'm going to give him an A. And Eagles hater is Nick Sirianni with a B. How do you give a head coach who has got the best team in the NFL a B?
Because that's Nate, that's Pete. Yeah. That's why.
But you gave, who'd you give a B plus? This guy, put him in the bathroom. Pete's getting the timeout.
I also want to just say real quickly to Will Mallon, as a man that owned an Akers jersey, I sat through the whole Akers era. I had the Akers jersey. I wore the crew on my back. Jake Elliott better.
I mean, Akers was a black
kicker. Kickers are people too.
It's not a hate towards Akers. He just simply was our kicker for longer. That's why people say that Akers is better. He was just here longer. Jake Elliott has a chance to be here just as long as David Akers, and he's already done more. So I don't know what the conversation's even about.
Let's see. So I'm going to give move right along to Brian Johnson. I'm gonna give him a B plus. I think at times, he's done some stuff. I think some of the plays that we're fumbling on the goal line, like some of those stats matter, like for our red zone percentage. But I think you're talking about a first time offensive coordinator. I think him coming in, I'm gonna give him a B plus, because his offense has still been pretty successful. I think Desai, I'm gonna give him also a B plus, because I thought with all the moving parts, again, we just told you how many slot corners it's been starting, safety's going down. There's been a lot of moving parts, but to keep them successful in a top defense in the league, I think. Got to give them half it. Plus, they're first time coordinators.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the Brian Johnson hate has been overblown this year. I mean, listen, we're a team that we're averaging damn near 30 points a game, and we are number one in the league as far as record is concerned. Yeah, the offense hasn't been perfect, and yeah, we've sputtered at times, but ultimately we're getting the job done. And for a first year coordinator, like you said, and Brian Johnson to be, you know, kind of at the helm of that, I think it's nothing short of impressive. So I give him a B plus. And Desai, I mean, I was like I said earlier, I was nervous that we weren't going to have the same defense that we did last year. And I think that we have an even stronger coordinator with an equally as strong defense. So I think that we've improved. But the issue is that we have just injuries in the secondary. And that's kind of what's holding us back right now, which I can't hold against Desai. I mean, injuries happen. It's a part of the game. So I'll give him B plus as well.
Decided. I mean, he's been a defensive coordinator before, but I just think him taking the reins over here, I think he's done a good job, dude. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, like we said. Mm-hmm. So I mean, has done a great job of putting these grades together. What has been the most shocking grade and the most what's been the most shocking grade?
It might be Covey, bro. I think it's Britton Covey. You know, and I think he's another guy too that if we're looking at report cards from last year and comparing them to this year, I think he's shown the greatest improvement.
You know who's showing tremendous?
He's an honor student, man.
Huh? He's an honor student?
Yeah, Brittany Covey became an honor student. He's on the principal's list.
You know, there's that story of when he was in high school that his parents hired a punter to punt to him. That's in high school.
People shit, bro.
Hey, man. His grandfather. Like I said, like the other thing is he doesn't even need this NFL money, bro. He doesn't need the NFL money. Like
that's that money.
Filthy rich that whole family is. They got pockets deep enough that this he doesn't even have to play football, but he's out here
having a good time.
Taking hits.
Yeah. And having a good time.
And having people like Pete Nathan chat him up in the comments. But shout out to Philly Sports Trips. We're going to Kansas City on Saturday. You're wondering when we're going to talk about Kansas City. It'll be Thursday. Eagles versus the Chiefs. We're going in. We talked about it. We spoke it into existence. Two top teams that we're going to see. That's why we chose Kansas City, because they're going to be the best matchup of the season. We're going to go there and see it live with Philly Sports Trips. So if you guys, you know, it's a sold out trip. They also, I mean, but they do have tickets for their pep rally on Sunday.
Sunday.
Is it Sunday? We're coming in Saturday.
Yep.
So if you'd like to join us, we'll be down there. Check out phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them at sportstripsphl for more information. Are you guys excited? I mean, are you guys excited for this KC trip, man?
Pumped, bro. I was the one saying all along that I was like, this is going to be the best game of the year. And what was said among you two, huh?
I said it was going to be the best game.
You're right. I wasn't.
What are we going to do? Best fucking game of the year, and we're going to it, and we'll be there, okay?
I wish you would have had that same fucking energy towards Pete. Nah, but I mean, you're right. This is definitely one that I didn't have checked off on my book, but I'm excited. Now that it's here, I'm excited. You know what I mean? We've said it more than enough times. This is the true test of the season.
I'm gonna watch Prime eat like two steaks and like a gallon of mashed potatoes, bro. It's gonna be great.
I'm ready to get the grub in, bro. You know what I mean? Listen, the way my stomach is set up for this week, I'm relaxing, chilling, not putting so much, because I'm probably going to go ham in KC, especially with all this barbecue talk. So I'm down, you know what I mean? And y'all see me put in the work, I will put in that work on this weekend.
if there's also an opportunity to have dinner with some Eagles legends, one of them being Hollis Thomas and Seth Joyner.
He doesn't eat dinner. He eats dessert for dinner.
Yeah, this guy will
gobbler. Give me another slice of peach gobbler.
He orders peach cobbler when we're out to lunch. First.
First.
What kind of serial killer is this man? That's the first time I've seen it. I think, you know, we're definitely geared up for the Eagles-Chiefs conversation on Thursday, 6:30. That's where we'll be doing it. But, you know, vibes heading into this week. I'm just really excited, man. I you know, I expected this to be the matchup that it is. I think if you heard Jordan Mulata speak on WIP today, he said he remembers when seeing the red and yellow confetti hit his head, and the vivid pictures that he's painting. These guys are fired up. Mm-hmm. He said the coach, he's gonna tell us not to take it personal, but he said we are going to take it personal. For him, he said, I'm taking it personal. So I think a lot of players out there feel the same way. I think Jordan mentality, Mamba mentality, these guys have. I mean, Jalen Hurts is probably like, you know, he doesn't need much to get fired up. Losing that game in the Super Bowl, I'm still hurt. Players got to be hurt times 10.
I'm still hurt, bro.
That was rough, bro. I'm on rebound. Like,
dude, Do you realize what that Super Bowl loss did to me? I have played 3,000 games of chess since we've lost that Super Bowl. I had to completely, like, for like a month straight, I just was just playing chess from as long as I can remember, just to keep my mind off of being depressed about that Super Bowl. And I'm looking forward to getting back at him this weekend.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Back at it.
Back at it like a crack addict. But yeah, we'll be leaving Saturday morning. Philly Sports Trips has a private charter plane that will be going out there. So maybe we'll have some slow motion shots of Evan coming off the plane like a rock star. And then, again, if you guys have any suggestions for places to eat in Kansas City, barbecue spots, give some DMs. Let us know. We'll go out there and taste test. Don't send anything about seafood because Prime is not eating that. It's all about the barbecue.
True.
So that's what
Prime
it is.
Prime is racist against seafood. It's true.
Whatever.
Anything from the sea. He's.
843 Philly fan says, I still haven't rewatched their Super Bowl loss.
Neither have I.
Neither have I.
I don't need to watch that.
Nah.
Shout out to Marissa in the comments. Yeah, I mean, I watched it as soon as I got home.
You watched rewatched it as soon as twice. You got home? Do you like suffering? Like
he does.
Yeah,
I had to see how many times they slipped.
Did you like watch from the closet, like peeking yeah. through? Like,
no, he had his ice cream. Bro. He had his blanket over his head.
I had a notebook. And I actually was taking notes on when the players slipped and where on the field that they slipped. Synchronized slipping. That was going on.
You were writing a letter to the sod father?
Oh, my God. Like, but then I had to see it for myself so I could come and talk about it. Like, because I went back and watched it. I just – that was tough, man. That was tough. Nady, shout out to Nady in the chat. He says, I probably took over 2,000 picks with my camera at the Super Bowl. I haven't went through them or even looked at one.
I can relate. Man.
I mean, the last time the Eagles won a Super Bowl, Nady was in attendance. So
he was out at the Super Bowl in Minnesota?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Psychopath. Yeah. Real one.
He is real one. Bro.
Real one.
100% real one.
But, you know, last words before we get out of here or anything. I mean, we do got to give show some love, right? Shout out to Bud Light for holding down the tailgates. Per usual, doing a great job, always supporting us. We will be doing our next tailgate for the Bills game. We get a lot of DMs. Are you guys doing a tailgate for the Bills? Yes. Is it free? Yes. What do you have to do? Just show up. Lot G2 is where we're going to be. How does it work? You just show up, and we take care of you. You make friends, lifelong friends. That's how it works. Because we get the same questions every week, so I just answered all of them.
Yeah.
What's the best place to get a cheesesteak at in Philly? Evan's Cheesesteak.
My grill. That's the best place.
I'm not even, you know, we're not pumping anybody else up. We're pumping up Ev.
And it's like, if you're frugal gang like me, you'll like it too, because it's a free cheesesteak. It's it doesn't get much better than that. It's delicious and it's free and the tip there. So tap it.
This guy, frugal gang. Last but not least, our tomato pie is made by yours truly, Conchahawk and Italian Bakery. They've been holding this down. They've been holding this down for a long time. If you have an idea for a tomato pie, an idea that you want to put on a pie, or you think we should put on a pie, let us know. Let us shout out Conchahawk and Italian Bakery. Tell them that you need to put this player on a pie, and they will. That's Darius Slay's mom on a pie, holding the pie. She had a good time. But anyone else we have to shout out? Shout out Red Bull. Shout out to Red Bull. I've been doing a lot of Red Bull and vodkas at the tailgate. I felt like a first time in my life, feel like a bartender.
Yeah, it's that's a fun mix, the Red Bull and vodka.
Red Bull and vodka? Yeah. But last word before we get out of here, we'll start with you, Prime.
There was a couple questions in the chat. So, are we doing a podcast on Thursday? Yes, we are. We're going to go ahead and talk about KC, but you know, we're going to talk about our trip. Really excited to get up with you guys, and you know what I mean, take this little charter to KC and hold it down for the birds and get out of that city with a victory, man. 9-1. That's what I see in the future. 9-1. So. Really souped up about it. Even though this was one that I didn't check off in the beginning of the season, I wasn't convinced, but I am now. I'm ready to go back to work, and I'm ready to see these boys start this gauntlet run in KC on Monday. Go Birds.
Go Birds. Yeah, for me, I'm also excited to head out there. It's going to be a great time. I look forward to, you know, anyone that's also traveling, meeting up with you guys as well. And all I really got to say is, like, if you see a Cowboys fan out there riding high and mighty, knock them down, back to earth, man. It's what we do as Eagles fans. Fuck them. Go Birds.
Shout out to Tim Roman. We met his family at the link and came to the tailgate and went to Philly sports trips. But I'll be posting the photos from the link tour. I know I'm a little late, but it is what it is. But if you know, a lot of people got to go on that tour, which is pretty awesome. I'll be posting that on our socials. My last word is, hey man, we've been waiting for this moment. It's right about to be at our doorstep. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips for giving us this opportunity. It's going to be amazing. I was just telling Ev today, I was like, you know how excited I am right now? You know how fired up I am about going on Saturday? It hit me today.
Yep.
Just the atmosphere, just being there, supporting the team. It's going to be a hostile environment. I don't know what KC fans are like.
Well, I've heard stories about Arrowhead, man. That's supposedly up there with one of the hardest stadiums to play in, so we'll see.
We sat there in New England and got heckled for hours.
Yeah.
So I think it is what it is, man. We'll do whatever it is to support this team.
What do you think the odds are the 4th and John squad gets a picture with T-Swizzle out there?
Yeah, I was being asked that today, man. I think I prefer to have one with Travis over her, man. Real talk.
Yeah. Either one.
Is she now the enemy?
Either one.
Huh?
Is she the enemy?
Taylor's not the enemy. You see, I know what Taylor's play is here. She's going to dump him the week before the Super Bowl, bro. And then she's going to be coveted by Eagles fans. She's going to be up in the box with Jeff Lurie at the Super Bowl. Fucking not with the Kelseys.
Shout out to Mark. He says, get your ass to a 4th and John tailgate. You'll be glad you did.
Damn straight, Mark.
Let him know, Mark.
Yeah, let them know. But yeah, for you know, like I said, man, it's KC Eagles week. We'll be back on Thursday with our matchup podcast. Look out for that. Be a part of the show. Thank you guys for sticking around. And as always, it's fly, Eagles fly. and we'll see you guys in the next one.